Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so yesterday we did the call segment on Bill. Many of you wanted to get in and you didn't. So if you want to jump in, we'll open up phone lines again, 301-230-0980. We're not going to do it for a long time like we did yesterday. But if you didn't have a chance to weigh in or you've rethought it and you want to fire in with another guy, 301-230-0980. So I went through all of the social media responses. I went through all of the emails. There were lots of them. So this is rough back of the envelope audit, okay? This is not, you know, this is not Ernst & Young doing it. So I, you know, it would have taken too long. But what I did was I took the, once I got to 40 mentions on a back, I stopped, and there were two backs that came in as comps for Kroski Merritt that had 40 or more mentions. They were easily the ones that just kept popping up, and as I was doing my chart, you know, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Alvin Kamara, who I don't see it, man. It's fine. Many of you do, and the other one was Le'Veon Bell. Those were the two that came up more than any other of all the responses. I don't see it personally with either one of them. Le'Veon Bell's style was truly unique and his own. Like G from the shop said yesterday, there's no comp for Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders doesn't comp for anybody. He had a style that was totally his own. I actually think Le'Veon Bell's the same. Again, I mean, you go and watch highlights of Roethlisberger handing him the ball out of the shotgun, and he stands there sometimes for a full second before he moves his feet. Those were the two that had at least 40 mentions, and then I stopped counting. The others that had at least 30 mentions, there were two. So I don't think this guy got mentioned at all on the calls yesterday, but I think you and I discussed him after you, Max, thought that Dalvin Cook was a good comp. James Cook came up so many times. So many times. I actually view James Cook as more of a slasher than...
So when I was looking at the stats, because I started with James Cook and that's how I got to Dalvin, but James Cook, you're right. He's a slasher. He's a really downhill guy. Like he runs straight and he runs fast as hell. And that's kind of like James Cook, big MO. He will run through somebody's face if you make him, but that's not like his big thing. Dalvin Cook, he hits that little quick, the jump cut that Bill likes to do, getting outside, making a man miss, and then powering forward and building that speed. That's kind of where I see the Dalvin Cook in it all.
Yeah, I get that with Dalvin, and I agreed with you. I think that was a good comp. In the same way, and I'll get to this other guy that I said I thought, and I think one of our callers called it in, or maybe I mentioned it. I forget, but I think Aaron Jones, in the same way Dalvin Cook is a good comp, I think Aaron Jones is a good comp. But the category of at least 30 mentions, James Cook and Clinton Portis. We had a lot of our own players. Clinton Portis was the one that showed up the most by far. You know, we talked about an old back in the 70s, Mike Thomas, and there is actually a lot of similarities in the way they ran. And, you know, we had some of those. We had some Larry Browns. We had some Alf Morrises. But Clinton, by far and away, was the runaway of our own backs. Joe Washington was mentioned many times, but did not qualify for what I'm giving you right now. The over 30 mentions, James Cook, Clinton Portis. And then we had, like, the over 20 mentions, at least 20. Arian Foster kept coming up. I was like, really? Dude was tall, upright, totally built for, you know, the Shanahan zone run scheme, you know, the Kubiak. You know, Kyle was the OC in Houston at the time. Now, I do see some upright style a little bit, but not as tall. Like Arian Foster, how tall was Arian Foster? 6'2 at least, right? Maybe taller. You looking that up too? Arian Foster.
Sorry, I'm listening to comps.
Arian Foster was, where's his height? 6'2. Yeah, 6'2. 6'2, 230. So that's not Bill. I mean, I don't think it is. I think it's a hard comp. Arian Foster, Aaron Jones, and Thurman Thomas were, I counted at least 20 mentions, but not more than 30. And then basically the rest of the backs I'm going to give you had at least 10 mentions. Curtis Martin, who did not come up. Curtis Martin is still the sixth all-time leading rusher and a Hall of Famer in NFL history. 5'11", 210. I see some Curtis Martin in Bill. Curtis Martin was a little bit, I think, built lower to the ground than Bill, but in terms of the vision and sort of the ability to kind of get, you know, what NFL people call skinny in the hole, you know, well, Curtis Martin was that kind of a back. Jamal Charles kept popping up. Didn't even consider Jamal Charles. Devon Achane. Achane's a speedster. I mean, Achane, what did he run? He ran 4.3, right? Every bit of it.
That sounds right, because Achane's been fast.
Achane's one of the fastest backs in the league. Yeah, 4.32. I mean, that's world class. Chris Johnson-esque almost speed. I mean, Chris Johnson was 4.24. Curtis Martin, Jamal Charles, Devon Achane, Edgerrin James kept popping up. I don't see him as Edge. Edgerrin James was such a big, physical, badass back. I don't see that with Bill. I don't. I think my favorite comp was Aaron Jones, or if we want to go back to one of our backs, Terry Allen. And that didn't come up as much as Joe Washington did. Joe Washington was the second most mentioned, again, based on my back of the envelope audit, of the Washington backs after Clinton Portis. But I don't see Edgerrin James as the comp. Edgerrin James was a bruiser at times. Don't you think of Edgerrin James that way?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely strikes, because it's the run through an MF or face type ball.
Yeah.
That's his kind of MO. Bill's more, I'm going to make you miss and then get an extra 5 yards before I'm tackled.
I like Aaron Jones. I think that's the one that, for me, is the best. Aaron Jones is a feel, vision, get skinny. You don't think he's getting through that, and then all of a sudden he's through it. And then, by the way, he can definitely outrun you if he needs to, not with world-class Chris Johnson, Devon Achane speed, but 4.45 speed, more than functional. He'll drag players that you're surprised he drags for, you know, extra yards. I think for me, I know for you, Dalvin Cook, I think for me, it's Aaron Jones. Terry Allen's not a bad one. Terry Allen was a rugged runner, too. I don't know if Bill's rugged yet. I don't know if that's going to be part of his whole thing. We're doing this after 5 games. By the way, I'll give you another one. And this was a guy that I actually wanted them to consider signing. I think there's a similar running style to J.K. Dobbins. I think J.K. Dobbins is that incredible feel between the tackles vision runner. Can bust to the outside and can run. He's having a very good season so far. He's rushed for 400 plus yards and four touchdowns for the Denver Broncos. He is their lead back. Their lead back in Denver. They play the London game Sunday morning. Didn't see a lot of Dobbins in responses. What's Dobbins' size? Is he 6 feet? Is he 5'11"?
No, he strikes me as a little smaller.
Dobbins, 5'10", 212. Yep, you're right.
That's accurate.
But I think there's a similarity to Dobbins.
No, I am watching the cuts right now, and yeah, I definitely see... I'm watching a lot of 2024 Chargers highlights, and I see it. I see exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, Dobbins, let's face it, had he remained healthy coming out of Ohio State with the Ravens, I mean, he would have been a star back there. He just missed way too many games.
It's been his biggest
rookie
thing.
Year, he was excellent with Lamar, right?
Yeah, dude. I thought that was going to be a deadly 1-2 for a really long time.
What round was he drafted in?
I believe second.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second round, 2020 draft, number 55 overall.
Yep.
So towards the end of the second round. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of opinions. We're five games into it. Of course, our guy Ian basically, you know, tried to basically throw a lot of cold water on it. It's like he's, you know, five games, he's just a guy. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The top two answers, though, I don't see Le'Veon Bell at all. I don't see it in style. I don't see it in size. I don't see it in patience. He's got patience, don't get me wrong, but nobody's ever had the patience behind the line of scrimmage that Le'Veon Bell had. What a big mistake he made, too, that holdout year. I mean, what a devastating mistake he made for his career. And I don't see Kamara, I guess running style a little bit, but Kamara gets lower and he's shiftier. And again, like I said, and this isn't a stylistic thing from a running standpoint, Alvin Kamara's caught 80 passes in a season four times. Like, maybe Bill ends up becoming that. Tony in Upper Marlboro. Tony, go ahead.
Kevin, the one guy nobody mentioned, I'm going to mention right now, I'm watching his highlight reel, is Priest Holmes.
He's that was mentioned a lot of times. Actually, it almost qualified for the last rung that I had, like 10 mentions. There were at least five or six people that mentioned Priest Holmes. I saw that pop up. That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of him. Okay. tell me why you thought of him.
He has a shifty running style where he can change directions on a dime, but he's faster. He's a faster version, in my opinion. He's a daylight runner. He doesn't take a lot of hits. Toward the end of his career, Priest Holmes became kind of reckless and sustained a lot of injuries. But I think our guy is more of a daylight runner, but he has that shifty running style that's very similar to Priest Holmes, in my opinion, but he's faster than Priest Holmes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. I appreciate that. This from my buddy Joe. Joe writes, "You're acting like his style is totally unique. The truth is there are 30-plus comps, at least for him." And then he starts to list a lot of the guys that I've mentioned. That's fair. I'm not suggesting that Kroski Merritt has, like, this totally unique running style. I'm not. I just didn't, like, in my own mind, come up with, like, the obvious comp. He's very similar to a lot of backs that have excellent between the tackles vision, but the ability to take it outside and with speed and burst, you know, be a big play threat. I mean, I think we're going to see a 65-yard touchdown run at some point. Let's go to DC. DC, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Great day, Kevin. How are you?
What's up, DC? How are you, man?
Man, I'm excellent, brother. That was actually a great comparison you came up with, the J.K. Dobbins. But really what I want to bring everybody's eyes to is he's definitely a commander tag guy. He started at Alabama State. He went to New Mexico, and then he had to sit out at Arizona, and he chose to still practice with his team. So he'll get it off the mud back that he wants to earn every yard. And we got to remember he has great contact balance as well. He has power, but his balance is what really
his balance is very good.
Stand up.
Yes,
yes,
agreed.
Indeed, with the speed to break out of there once he takes the contact. So, man, this dude, we got a nice future with him, man. We just got to keep him healthy, and that's why I didn't want to use the J.K. Dobbins because of the health thing. But yeah, that's probably the biggest best comp that I have as well.
Yeah, thanks. By the way, you know,
all right, brother.
He's going to start to get more attention from defenses, and that can start to really reveal what we think we're seeing right now versus maybe something different. But we're really just talking about running style now, not, you know, where this will end up. Aubrey, go ahead. Aubrey, there? No Aubrey. Let's go to Chike.
Yes,
Chike, do we have Aubrey?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you now.
Hey, Kevin, I just wanted to push back a little bit. I listened to y'all yesterday, and I wasn't able to get on to listen away, but I wanted to bring up, I think there is some reminiscence to Barry Sanders. I haven't watched football for 50 years, and here's why. I know Sanders was a scat back. He'd run backwards as much as he'd run forward. I get all that. But the thing that's reminiscent to me when I first saw Merritt, Sanders is the first one I thought of, was because is the jump cut. When he gets the ball, the jump cut and the burst through the hole is very reminiscent of Barry. Now, a lot of things are not, but that is very, very reminiscent of Barry Sanders, in my opinion.
You're entitled to that opinion. I tend to agree with our guy G from the shop. I think comping anybody to Barry Sanders is almost impossible. I don't see any of Bill's running style. The jump cut, okay. There have been a lot of jump cut guys. Barry Sanders, like you said, and like we talked about yesterday, Barry Sanders is probably the most elusive running back in NFL history. Like there were the reason at times he would go backwards is to avoid anybody having a clean shot at him. He was just completely different stylistically than I think any of the great backs of all time. I personally don't see anything that would remind me of Barry Sanders and Kroski Merritt. The shiftiness, the jump cut, I think we've seen that with a lot of backs. You know, a lot of people put down Tony Dorsett as a comp. Dorsett had that ability with one cut, boom. He also had, for the day, ridiculous speed. Thurman Thomas, great jump cut guy. Fred Taylor. There were a lot of Fred Taylors yesterday. Jump cut. Barry Sanders is Barry Sanders, man. He's one of one. And by the way, he's, for me, not the greatest running back of all time. I think Walter Payton is the greatest running back of my lifetime. And I'll also say that Earl Campbell is incredibly underrated in terms of the greatest.
Am I still on?
What'd you say?
Am I still on? I'm listening. I agree with you about 98% of the time, but on that one, I just don't. Look, I know
that's
the
right.
Guy messed up, but to me, the greatest of all time is O.J. Simpson, and there's nobody even close.
Well, people,
I love Walter.
Yeah,
I mean, Simpson
talk
was
about jump cut,
the
Walter.
Quintessential back, in my opinion. I mean, I love Walter Payton, and I love Earl Campbell, and all these other great backs, but man. O.J. Simpson was quintessentially the best, in my opinion.
He was incredible. Although, I got to let you go, but people of a certain age just say, what are you talking about? Jim Brown's not only the greatest running back in history, he's the greatest football player in history, period. End of discussion. Chike, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, Jim Brown, come on.
All right, no, we were just talking about the greatest running backs in NFL history. That was not a Bill conversation.
Yeah, I'm just saying Jim Brown was the greatest to me.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't see Jim Brown play. For those that did, they'll laugh when we bring up any player at any position, and they'll just say, no, the conversation starts and ends with Jim Brown. He's the greatest NFL player of all time. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Who's Bill's comp for you?
There is no comp for him. If you listen to some of his favorite running backs that he studied religiously, he said he goes to sleep watching Barry Sanders. I can see sort of that crab-style running in between the tackles that Sanders has. Also, I can see a little bit of vision that Dale Sayers has. Like, he's going to be a top three back in the league at some point if he's given the opportunity to run at volume. But there's no real comp. Like, he has a little bit of Aaron Jones, but he also has a little bit of Dalvin Cook as well. His vision is unique, but other backs had vision as well, but there's something about his mentality as well that tells me that he's going to be one of the top backs in the league. There's no real comp. He's a mixture of all kinds of running back.
Yeah, but we could probably say, let's not act like he's the only one that we'd have this conversation about, because if that's true, there are probably in the last 15 years another 75 running backs that came out and showed promise early that we would say, wow, there's really not, you know, nobody jumps out. And that's a good thing, but I'm not suggesting you're doing it, but I don't want to get carried away and act like this guy's style is so unique there's no comp for him, because that's not true about him. His style's not unique in any way. He is a really good between the tackles, vision, get skinny in the hole, don't take a direct shot, has the burst, has some yards after contact ability I didn't know he had. All right, phone lines are packed again for this subject. We're doing a lot of Bill this week. Why not? I mean, can't wait to see him on Monday night against the Bears, a team that's given up a lot on the ground. So this could be a huge opportunity for the number one rush offense in the NFL to get after the Chicago Bears. Stay on hold if you're there. We'll do another segment of Bill Comp Calls on the Kevin Sheehan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.